Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. If you're anything like me, you want a successful, abundant business, epic energy, a growth mindset, vibrant health, and beautiful relationships. And this podcast sets out to help us achieve all of that together. I've been in the entrepreneurship arena for almost a decade now and have mentored hundreds of other business owners. So I know what goes on behind the scenes and what it takes to succeed. This podcast shares the tips, tricks, learnings, and lessons I lean on in order to blend the different facets of my life as an entrepreneur, author, wife, and mama to two gorgeous little humans. Let's jump in to today's episode. Hello, welcome to this week's episode. It is wonderful to have you joining me this week. This week, we are talking personal brand. A personal brand business is a brilliant way to package up your know-how into an infinitely scalable revenue stream. However, figuring out your offer and how to sell it can lead you down endless rabbit holes. And believe me, I have tried to make money from rabbit holes and turns out it doesn't work. My personal brand business now enables me to work with hundreds of entrepreneurs at a time and have handsome monthly recurring revenue while getting to be in my happy place of creating and working from anywhere in the world. I have just come back from Morocco, which has been on my must visit list for years. To get to this point, though, I've had to figure out a lot: what was worth investing time in and what was a spectacular waste of time and also money. And eventually, I created my own model for what an effective personal brand business looks like. In this week's episode, I'm sharing the masterclass that I hosted last week. It's called Brand You, and in it, I take you behind the scenes of my business and share with you the five steps you must take to create a personal brand business that allows you to leverage your time more effectively, attracts your dream clients to you, and enables you to handsomely monetize your knowledge and experience. I promise I can help you save years of trying to figure it out yourself. And also, in this episode, I announce my brand spanking new offer to help you grow your personal brand business. It's called Amplify You, and it's a 10-week intensive container that blends masterclass-style sessions with hands-on support from me, and also a veritable arsenal of resources, templates, and checklists in the way of the super bumper bonus as part of the program. Put simply, it's my business in a box. I'll guide you through what I have learned are the core pillars of what a successful personal brand business requires: strategy, mindset, brand, marketing, products, and systems and support. I'll be hosting most of the masterclasses, but I'll also be drawing on the wisdom of savvy subject experts that I turn to in my own business. It's all kicking off on Thursday, 11th of May, and you can find out about it at lorrainemurphy.com.au. I'm really, really excited for this one. It's been a long time since I created a new program. I created Bold Darling last year, and before that, yeah, my Step Into You program, which was is 3 years ago now. So it's been a long time. Actually, 4 years ago, I was Step Into You. So it's been a long time since I created something. So it really does. It takes a lot for me to create something. There really needs to be a real spark of passion, and also just knowing that the problems I'm addressing with the program are real and relevant and burning problems for my community. So really, really excited for Amplify You. Would love for you to check it out. And it is completely risk-free. So if 30 days into the program starting, you don't feel like you're getting value out of it, you will get your money back. So jump to lorrainemurphy.com.au and check it out. So let's bring on my Brand You Masterclass. Be watching. Welcome everyone to the Brand New Masterclass. I have been so excited to run this session. I even woke up before my alarm this morning. I was so proud of myself. I've been so excited to do it. So today we are talking about personal brand. So as I think a lot of you were also on the show up with me, so you will know that I've been talking a lot about personal brand of late. And you will also know that as part of the show up, it was a really big focus for us, how you can grow your personal brand. So we'll be talking a lot more about that today. Just checking in, Louise, is a personal training business. You're looking for some marketing tips. Yes, we talked about marketing today. Lee, here because of everything, Lorraine. Thank you, my love. Carolyn, naturopath and yoga therapist. I'm here because I adore everything you do. Thank you, my love. That's so lovely. Adele, professional home organizing business, but would love to build your personal brand. Amazing. Casey, hi. Hi, Catherine. Accessible document specialist. Always love your sessions. I need to work more on brand. We will definitely be talking about brand today as well. So as a lot of you are part of the show up, you will know that in the show up, we really focus very much on how to grow your personal brand. So obviously really, really important. And I'm hoping that you got lots and lots of really actionable tips on how to do that from the show up. What I realized after completing the show up with the group was that the big gap that I see in this space is someone who actually teaches you the business side of personal brand and how to really set that up. Because obviously, if you don't have the business side of a personal brand business, then you don't really have a business. So that's going to be my thrust today. We'll definitely be talking about marketing. We'll definitely be talking about brand, because all of those elements are how you do start and grow a successful personal brand business. So I just want to touch on my background in this briefly, because I really want to set the scene for everything we're going to be talking about today. I started focusing on my personal brand when I started my first business way back in 2012. And the reason for that was very much for me to grow my brand, as I talked about in the show up, to grow my brand in order to grow the brand of the business. So I sold that business then in early 2018 in order to focus on my personal brand business, i.e. Brand Lorraine, everything you see me doing now, and fully at that point. So I switched from Brand Lorraine being like my side hustle to Brand Lorraine being my main hustle in 2018. And I realized, I think I went into going, I won lots of business awards. We've hit multi-million dollars of revenue. This is going to be a walk in the park. It's just me now. I don't have all these influences that I'm representing and a huge team. And it really was a short, sharp shock for me when I started that business. I realized probably 2 months in that I was completely starting from scratch, and actually very little of what I had learned in my first business at that early point in the second business was transferable over to this new business. And I honestly had no fucking idea what I was doing. And I really flailed for those first 3 years of that business. I wasted time, I wasted money, I wasted energy. And I tried to tap different mentors, I tried to tap different experts with the view to getting someone to teach me, okay, how do you start a personal brand business? How do I do this? And there was kind of elements that I could draw from different experts, but no one sat down and told me how to build this. So I had to figure it out myself from scratch. And now at this point, I'm serving my dream clients. I am making really, really handsome monthly recurring revenue in my business. And as most of you know, we are living in Spain now. So it's been a real opportunity over the last couple of months to test. You know, you say you can run your business from anywhere, but can you? So these last couple of months have been a really great opportunity for me to test, can this business run anywhere in the world? And tomorrow we're heading to Morocco. I had one of my Morocco dresses. I was like, I need to wear it for brand new. And Wade saw me this morning. He's like, why are you not wearing red lipstick? Like, what's going on? Like, you look different. And I said, no, brand new. It's a different feel. It's a different vibe to Bold Darling. So yeah, heading to Morocco tomorrow. And I'm really confident that if my business needs anything from me in that week, I will be more than able to manage it no matter where I am in order to do that. But I really do think I learned this the hard way. I think it could have been so much easier for me running this business over the last few years. And I think there was a huge amount of, speaking very, very honestly to all of you today, there was a huge amount of frustration. There was a huge amount of fear. There was a huge amount of money stress. You know, how does this work? Where does the money come from? How do I amplify the money side of this in order to make this not just a sustainable, but a successful business that brings in an abundance of money to me and also to our family, of course, as well. And there were so many mindset troughs, really had to dig myself out in a way that I never had to do in my first business. And I think the biggest difference for those of you who are running personal brand businesses, you will know that you are the product. You are what you are selling. I shared in the Step Into You, the show up over those 3 days, I shared how One of my mentors from a couple of years ago said that selling your personal brand services is like putting a price tag on your soul and saying, please buy me. It's really, really challenging. So I think the fact that I then became the product, if that makes sense, which I know is a feeling that a lot of you will resonate with, it brings up a whole other level of challenge and stress and self-doubt and all the gremlins that can really come up. Not to mention, how do you put a price on yourself? You know, how do you then attach a price tag to yourself? It's a very different scenario to put a price tag on a product or like a standalone product or service, like a food product. Or for me, I was selling influencer content. You know, that is a very different prospect. I have learned, and as I said, I've really, really learned that the hard way. And the biggest question I think I asked myself over those 3 years of really trying to figure out this business was, why is it so fucking hard? Why does this feel so hard? And with the benefit of hindsight, I can see very clearly what those reasons were. You know, I was the product. It's very hard to put a price on yourself and show up and consistently sell yourself. Also, there's a whole, I think we talk a lot about rejection in sales, you know, that we need to get used to rejection when we're selling. However, it's a very, very, very different prospect when that rejection is you. If people aren't buying it, they're not buying you. And that is, I've really, really, really struggled with that over the last few years. So what I'd love to ask you at this point is, what is the hardest part? Let's get all the challenges out of the table as we kick into the session together today. What is the hardest part for you sitting where you are right now, just snapshot of time, not what's been hardest over the last year, 2 years, 3 years, potentially 10 years, 15 years for some of you, right now, sitting here, watching or listening to this masterclass with me right now, what is the hardest part for you right now? Just jump into chat and let me know what that is. It's always really good to know what your challenges are that you're working with so that I can, you know, gradually tweak, make sure that what I'm sharing today really ticks those boxes for you and supports you in that. Sita's saying, hard to sell myself. Oh, I hear you, sister. Yes, get it. I'll be talking more about that today. Shirley, hi, my love. Sharing myself to promote your brand. Yes. Oh, it's just cringe inducing. You know, even having done it and done it, you know, I would say successfully over the last 5 years or so, it's still, you still got to show up. You know, it becomes easier, but the challenge is still there, if that makes sense. Tamika, hi, my dear. Sharing my authentic voice is my personal brand. Yes. Sam says, content, putting out personal posts at the moment, but then how do I include my business posts on my personal page? Yes. That's the thing, isn't it? You know, it's not like you've got personal you and business you. Then in a personal brand business, you are the same. Real challenge. Rachel, hi, my dear. Having multiple services and knowing what to market when, yes, and to who. Get that. Sophie, finding good podcast to approach for interview opportunities. Gemma, hi, my dear. Understanding I control how much of the personal I share. Yes, 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 yes. Louise, hello. Reaching further afield with marketing outside of your hometown, your region, need more global marketing. Linda, my mindset, hear you, my love. Catherine, conflicted on doing so much on social media and having to do it to promote. Oh my God, yes. Adele, confidence and feeling imposter syndrome. Everyone, I have to be really honest with you right now. I've got full body goosebumps because, as I've kind of been hinting at, I have something coming your way to help you design and grow your personal brand business. And I've just got full body goosebumps. I actually feel kind of emotional because everything you're sharing is what I'm sharing in this, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't want to tell you about it just yet because I want to get into these five steps. Can I also just say, everyone, thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing that. I know that it's not easy to do. And when you're in a group with, you know, people you don't know. So I really appreciate you trusting me and trusting this group. Thank you. That really, really, really does mean a lot. All right. I want to dive into these five steps. I promise you five steps and I want to start getting into them right now. And so the five steps, how I've geared these, and as I've already touched on, the show up for those of you who are part of the show up was very much about growing your personal brand, which 100% plays for, loved the show up. I loved what I shared and hopefully you did too. This, what I'm talking about today, is the business side. So everything that you have all just shared there, the choosing how you share, the marketing, the authentic voice, the, you know, how do you structure this? And that is very much what we're focusing on today. And what I've drawn from, I've got six core pillars that I believe are the pillars we need in order to grow a successful personal brand business. And I'm going to be drawing from them as part of these five steps. All right. I'm going to speak really direct, as those of you who've joined content, you know, anything like this before with me, I'm going to be very, very direct. I have the incredible, I guess, advantage of having walked this path myself in terms of growing a personal brand business. But the other huge advantage I have and the huge privilege I have is that I have mentored so many of my one-on-one mentees through exactly the challenges that each of you have shared there today as well. I've walked a lot of them through this challenge of, you know, they're almost like they're very behind the scenes and they want to grow their personal brand business, or maybe they have a professional services business and want to build onto that. So I've done this one-on-one with them and I get to see, I like to talk about it like I get to see under the bonnet of a lot of businesses. So I know quite intimately, just both from my personal experience and the experiences that my mentees are having, what the biggest challenges and blocks are. All right, let's get in. I hope you've got a pen and paper. I suggested in my reminder emails that you have note-taking equipment. Step one that you must take in order to build a successful personal brand business is to get clear on your end state. I think personal brand businesses are especially liable and prone to resentment, challenge, real crises of confidence. And I think it's very easy for us to say all the things we don't want from our businesses, particularly our personal brand businesses, but we don't focus as much on what we do want. So I guess what I'm saying here is I know it's about understanding what it is you want to move away from in your business. So maybe for you, that challenge right now is you're spending too much time one-on-one with your clients and you don't feel like you are scalable. Like it's almost like you've got X amount of hours in the day and you cannot see a way that you could grow your business in terms of making more money because you're already at capacity time-wise in your business. So I want you to think about, you know, what are those biggest challenges that you have right now? And think about what, yes, we know what you want to move away from, but also what do you want to move towards? What is that end state for you? And just to give you a small example, you know, from my experience over the last 5 years of running my second business, my big end state is to have uncapped revenue. So having revenue that's coming in and having that revenue that's not dependent on me showing up one-on-one all the time. I freaking love one-on-one. It is the most soul building and connecting and rewarding. It's the real deep soul time, if that makes sense, in my business, is that one-on-one work that I get to do. I've got 11 mentees who I'm working with all this year, and it's magical working with them and getting to work with them on over such an extended period of time. That said, I also want to get that both financial reward and that fulfillment reward from other elements of my business that aren't dependent on me showing up one-on-one all of the time. So in my existing business right now, that is my online products, and it's also my Bold Darling membership as well, which is a huge contributor towards that recurring revenue that I talked about. I've got almost 40 women in there who I adore working with. I cannot wait. I'm showing up. I'm seeing them again tomorrow morning and in their, Thursday afternoon. And I cannot wait to see them. So I do believe very passionately that there is a way to build a personal brand business that is more scalable than just your one-on-one time. And that still fulfills you and lights you up. Yeah. So we need to know what that end state is. For me, that end state was having that uncapped revenue. 100%, that was key. But the second thing that I really wanted was to have a business that I could run from anywhere. I adore travel, as I know so many of us did, struggled with not getting to go anywhere during COVID and during lockdown. And it's always been a huge motivator for me to have a business that if I needed to or wanted to, I could go work from anywhere in the world. Obviously, also Irish, as all of you know. And for me, you know, that's a big, you know, it's a big challenge for me when I was living in Australia, being so far away from my family. So I really love the idea of having a business that if I needed to go and live and work in Ireland for 3 months at a time, that I could do that. So that's a huge part of my end state. I want to ask you, what's your end state? So knowing everything you know about the business you either have or you're looking to grow at the moment, what is the end state that you want to have in your business? And really simple, right? I'm about to give you, this is the real essence of what strategy is, okay? Strategy is three things. Number one, so A, it is knowing where you are now, having a really honest pulse check of where you are at right now in your business, or obviously life, we're talking more broader life strategy, where you are now. The second element of strategy is where you want to be. Remember, I talked about that end state. What is that end state? Where do you want to be? Okay. And then step three of strategy 101 is what do you need to do in order to get from where you are now to where you want to be? That is the strategy piece. Yeah. So where you want to be, sorry, where you are now, where you want to be, and what are those steps that you need to take in order to get to that end state? The number one reason that my one-on-one mentees seek me out is they have lack of clarity. They don't actually know either there's lack of clarity at different levels, right? They don't know where they are now. They don't have like a real true handle on where they're at right now. They don't know where they want to get to, or they don't know the steps that they need to take. So being really clear on your end state, knowing that, having that real sense of unquestioning clarity on those three points will get you so much closer to your end state. When you know where you want to be, it makes every decision that you need to make in your business easy, whether that's small decisions around today, who you need to hire today, or what that product is that you want to create in 6 months' time. I promise you that the reason, if you're experiencing a lack of clarity in your business right now, that the main reason is that you don't know where you want to be and you don't know how you want to get there. So getting really, really clear in your end state is step one in how to build a personal brand business that really, really serves you. And just seeing Lee's end state, semi-retirement by 55, but similar revenue, but that's so much of me. Love that, my love. So good. Tamika, uncapped passive income from online courses and leading mastermind groups. Yeah, love. Louise Hillier, hello, my dear. Time flexibility, work when I want to, not the standard 9 to 5. Brilliant. And all of those things that I love. One of my kind of online business besties is Stevie from The Course Cartel. And she was talking about how she's constantly optimizing for something. So maybe at the moment she's optimizing for time. Whereas sometimes we might be optimizing for money. Whereas sometimes we might be optimizing for flexibility. You know, think about what are the things that you're optimizing for. I loved when she shared that. Brilliant, Carolyn. Love that. Uncapped income, travel, ability to choose who I work with one-on-one. Yes. That is such a beautiful position to be in, where you get to choose the people that you bring into your world. As all of you know, personal brand businesses require so much of you. And it's really challenging when you feel like you need to, whether it's coming from a scarcity complex space or just genuinely, you know, in order to make ends meet in your business right now, you need to work with people maybe you don't necessarily feel as lit up to work with. That can be a really challenging place to be. So I just want to see you if that's a challenge that you're currently having right now. So get clear on your end state. Remember, this doesn't have to happen overnight. Yeah. It might take 3 years. It might take 5 years. It might even take some 10 years for some of you. But what I will also say is it could, when you have that clarity, things tend to happen so fucking fast. Yeah. So getting that clarity means that you are instantly starting to shave time off the time that it will take you to get where you want to get to. Lyndall, hello, my dear. Uncapped revenue by diversifying revenue streams. Love. Caitlin, to retire my husband so I can be the breadwinner. Love. I'm sure he'd be very happy with that plan. Gold. And Rachel, an abundance of consistent recurring income that I can do what I want to, holidays, etc. Yeah, fuck yeah. Love that, my love. And I'm pretty much taking 6 weeks off over summer. I will be still showing up, obviously, for my Bold Darling group, and I will be still doing my annual mentees. But I have scaled, and it's been all planned from, you know, 1st of January this year. I will be taking that 6 weeks to do a road trip around Europe with my family. You know, for me, that is the dream. It sounds like for quite a few of you, that is the dream as well. Don't know about driving with two small kids around Europe, but yeah, business-wise, it's the dream. All right, I'm going to move on, okay, because I've got a lot I want to take you through in this session. Thank you so much, everyone, for sharing. You are so on it. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, number two, upgrade your brand. I think the biggest mistake that a lot of people make in business when it comes to thinking about brand is they think it's their logo and that's it. Brand equals logo. Your brand is so much more than that. One of the most powerful lessons that one of my very, very early mentors, well, professional mentors, who then became a business mentor. He was the chairman of the PR agency that I worked in before I chose to kind of make the leap and start my business. He used to drill it into me. He said, Lorraine, everything communicates. And it was one of the core values of the agency that I had worked in before I joined. I remember he was actually I had a non-exec advisory board for 4 years of my first business. And my board would come meet me once. I mean, still, I'm like, why did they do this? It was just, they were so generous with me. They would come and meet me in our office for an hour and we would talk through my business. So Mike, this brilliant, brilliant, beautiful man, was quite early one day for the meeting. And I put him into the meeting room and I was sitting there chatting to them. And we had an intern at the time. And I said, Mike, what would you like? He said, I'd like an English breakfast tea with some milk, no sugar. So I asked the intern to go make him this tea, you know, pretty basic task. So she comes in and gives him a mug of English breakfast tea, like black English breakfast tea. And I said, and I still remember her name. I said, you forgot the milk. So she said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll be back in a sec. So she comes back in, you know, in co-working spaces, they've got like the big 3 liter, like gallon plastic bottles of milk. She comes back in with this and just like plonks some milk in from this big 3 liter plastic, you know, almost like
catering size milk. And I just looked and went, oh my God, this is awful. And she walked out of the room and closed the door. And he said, Lorraine. And I said, I know, everything communicates. That next weekend, I went to DJ's. I bought a beautiful tea set and I actually wrote a system and a process for interns on how to actually host our visitors properly. Everything that you do communicates about your brand. Just to cut right to the chase here, right? I'm going to share the three biggest mistakes that I see personal brand businesses making when it comes to their branding. Number one is not having professional headshots. This is my massive bugbear. You know, even if it's $200 shot that you invest in with a trainee photographer in your local town, please get proper headshots. And another mistake I see people making as well is their headshots are 10 years plus. I'm not joking, 10 years plus old. So it's not to say that, you know, there's anything wrong with having photos from them, but it's more that, you know, they're just dated. They're not fresh. And I believe, and, you know, I'm very, very passionate about this point, I have photo shoots at least twice a year to get those fresh shots in. Please, as a bare minimum, have 2 to 3 really great shots that you love of yourself that you can use for your Zoom profile, for example. If anyone asks you for podcasts, pitches, for speaking gigs, anything like that, please have a photo that you really, really love of yourself. And I'll give you my biggest hack to getting great shots of yourself is to find a photographer who puts you at ease. I've got Greg, who I'm already missing in Australia, and we just have a blast on my photo shoots. I love the photos that he does of me. So if you're struggling to find a photographer, ask around. You know, word of mouth is a really, really great way to find these recommendations. All right, that's mistake number one. The second one is not, oh God, how can I describe this? It's talking about yourself in the third person. So as a personal brand business, we need to remember the big opportunity we have is to create that personal connection with someone, whether they're landing on our website, they're looking at our Instagram, they're listening to our podcast, they're picking up a brochure, you know, a hard copy brochure that you've dropped in a local business through a local area marketing. So we have that huge advantage. And yet I see so many personal brand businesses talking about themselves in the third person on their websites, for example. So it is, Lorraine is an award-winning business owner and she does business mentoring and she believes very passionately in XYZ. It just doesn't connect and resonate in the way that my name is Lorraine. This is my story. These are my biggest challenges that I've had. This is how I can help you. It's so much more potent in terms of enabling us to connect with that target audience. Yeah. So some people can't, they don't have that opportunity. They've got an engineering business, for example, where they're selling engineering widgets. I don't even know what that would be, but they don't have that opportunity to connect. So talking about yourself in the third person really does yourself a disservice and means that you don't get the advantage. And it's a huge advantage that we do have as personal brand businesses to really connect one-on-one almost with anyone who's connecting with their businesses. The third biggest mistake I see people make is having out-of-date offers, products, services, lead magnets on their channels. So it's awkward, I think, to go on and look at our own websites, particularly if we're not loving them at the moment ourselves, but making sure that whatever you have got out there, and remember, a digital footprint is quite, you know, it can be quite vast. You know, there might be a Kajabi site that you set up a few months ago and you haven't gotten back into. Like, there's so many different channels and ways that people could connect with their businesses. So making sure that whatever people can possibly encounter online, it's as up to date and as current as possible. Right now, as I've been talking about this point about brands and upgrading your brand, I know that for all of you, there's one little thing that you've gone, oh yeah, shit, there's that thing. You know, whether it's the About You page on your website or it's your Instagram bio or it's how maybe you are talking about yourself in a free webinar that people can download from your website. Just think about, what's that one niggly thing that you've gone, oh, like, that's the thing I need to upgrade with my brand right now. Jump into chat and let me know, what's that one biggest kind of cringy thing right now that if Lorraine went and looked at that, you would be really like, yeah, mortified. Lyndall, Rebecca, straight away, their headshots. Sita said that the profile pic is hard with your eye bags now. Signs of experience, my love. Wendy, LinkedIn profile. Yeah. Rachel's headshots. Interesting. Okay. Carolyn, LinkedIn as well. Okay. This is fascinating. LinkedIn as well. Natalie deleted it, but hasn't updated it. So those niggly things, yeah, they're always, and what I want to share with you here, right, is that those little insidious things, like not having your LinkedIn set up how you would like it to be set up, not having headshots that you're really happy with, They're all ways that then stop us. They become reasons and excuses and resistance to us showing up fully in our businesses. Because you don't want to put yourself out there. You don't want to talk about yourself more. If people happen to go find you on LinkedIn and what they find there isn't actually going to be truly representative of the brand that you want to show up with. So of course, there's almost like the nuts and bolts reason for upgrading our brand, because we want people to have that full experience. But also that this is a kind of insidious, almost like the mindset reason behind it, is that when we do have those blocks, like a website we're not proud of, or we don't have a website at all yet, they become reasons for our inner mean girl, as my lovely friend Melissa Ambrosini talks it, to get in our own way. Caitlin has talked about Google My Business Profile. She has two and needs to consolidate them. So even things like that, my love, yeah, they are things that your inner mean girl will find reasons to actually prevent you showing up as the fullest version of you for your business. All right, I'm going to move on. I want to talk about the product pillar when it comes to growing an effective personal brand business. And my third step is to sort your product shit out. I firmly believe that in the world, and right now in this session that we have here, there are two different camps, right? And I want to know which camp you might be in. Camp one is you've been sitting on an online product or offer for years, and you haven't launched it yet. And sorry, it may be an online product. It might not be online. It could be an offline product as well. Yeah. Just recently introduced this Power Month mentoring where I work with someone one-on-one for a month. And I had the most brilliant woman come through who's got, her business is just going to have so much impact when it launches. It helps families with neurodivergent family members, whether they're adults or kids. She has been sitting on this idea, I'm not joking, for 8 years. And when I did an Insta shout out about my Power Month mentoring, she said, I think this is my opportunity to actually make this happen for myself. We worked together for the whole month of March and her business is now ready to go. She just messaged me. She just finalized her logo and her kind of brand look and feel yesterday. And it looks beautiful. So beautiful. So, you know, for her, she sat on the business for 8 years. So camp one, in terms of not having your product shit sorted out, is sitting on an idea. Is sitting on that idea and not launching it. Okay. The second camp that we have when it comes to not having our product shit sorted out is having so many products or confusing products or competing products that it's almost equally challenging because they're a mess. Okay. So you've got two product camps. Either you're sitting on something and you haven't launched it yet, or you've got the camp that it's so messy and so confusing that even you wouldn't want to buy from yourself right now because it's so messy. What camp are you in? Tell me, are you one or are you two? Are you team one or are you team two? Team one hasn't launched it yet. Team two is had too many things and it's all a freaking mess. Me, I was camp two for quite a few years. I launched all the things. I was kind of like a kid in a candy shop when I launched this second business. I was like, you know, I can do whatever I want to do. I don't need to talk about influencer marketing all the time. And holy fuck, did I launch a lot of things. I went to Bali in, when was that? I don't know, 2018, maybe a year into the first business, the second business. And I was sitting there going, I don't know if any of you read Leo Babauta's work. So it's The Power of Less, is his first book. And then he wrote a second one, which I can't remember, but I was reading his book. And he was saying how we should only have three projects live at a time. And I was sitting there by the pool in this Bali hotel. It was actually just before I hosted my first Bali retreat in 2018. That's what it was, because I was in my hotel on my own and I was going to host the retreat the next day with my group. And I listed out the amount of projects, like revenue streams, either that I was currently working on or wanted to work on. And I had 17. It was ridiculous. So I really went down a lot of different, I guess, rabbit holes when it came to my online products. Yeah, I'll talk about them in a second. So Danny is number one, Gem is two, a lot of team ones, years and years in camp one. Yes, yeah, got a lot of camp ones here. Okay. So the rabbit holes that I went down, just to give you a bit of a flavor, I created a cook-up club, which because people love my following my meal planning. So I created this 13, I ran it for 13 weeks, which was a cook-up club, which is essentially like a meal planning subscription membership. And I also created a program with Wade, which was called Couple Goals, which is all about helping couples set their goals for the year together. And there are so many different things that I have created. Honestly, I wouldn't even have time to go through them all for the remainder of this webinar with you today. And really, probably 3 years ago, I got really committed to streaming now. Got committed to two things, right? First of all, who am I here to serve? I am here. I decided to serve female entrepreneurs. Love helping people with organization. Love helping people with energy management. But when it comes down to it, what I sell in my business is going to be for female entrepreneurs. That changed the game for me. Up until then, I was trying to serve everyone. And when you're trying to serve everyone, you're actually serving no one. You lose a lot of potency when you're trying to serve everyone, I have learned. And the second thing I did then as well is I just got really fucking intentional about, okay, Lorraine, what do you want to be showing up and what do you want to be creating? So now the products and services, I'm, you know, being very, very transparent with you all right now. I've got my annual one-on-one mentoring. I've got my shorter blocks of, which is also one-on-one mentoring, which is either a month or 3 months. I've got my Bold Darling membership, which has been running for just over a year now. And then this next revenue stream is standalone programs. So I've run standalone programs for quite a few years. I haven't launched a new one for 4 years, which is why I'm extra excited because I love creating new programs and I finally let myself create one because that's how passionately I feel about this personal brand space. So what I need to say, right, is I don't feel like anything was wasted in those rabbit holes. I feel like it was the journey that I needed to go on in order to get to the point of clarity that I am thankfully at now. But what I will say is that I think if I was being a lot more intentional and I had someone asking me the right questions, there are revenue streams that I probably would have wrapped up a lot quicker. And there are also revenue streams that maybe I wouldn't have launched at all. And Phoebe's just said she loved the Cook Up Club. I freaking loved it too, but it didn't make sense for kind of the bigger vision for my business and where I wanted to go. And also, you know, I love food. Like I love eating. I love thinking about it. I love taking photos of it and annoying everyone at my table because they're hungry. But ultimately, it's not, I don't love it enough. I don't feel like I'm qualified enough or I'm an expert enough to actually run a business in food. Like there isn't enough mileage in food to really sustain me and sustain my business long term, if that makes sense. Babies still use it. I still use it. We have a new nanny here in Spain. I'm like, here are all my recipes. Go make things. So good. So good. But I will tell you, yeah, I'm a lot happier and my business is making a hell of a lot more money since I became a lot more intentional. I know quite a few of you here, not quite a few, but there's a few of you. I know Lyndall, Caitlin were members of my LM Love Club, which was the first kind of ongoing membership that I launched and I adored it. That wasn't specifically for female entrepreneurs. So when we start to get really intentional about the revenue streams that we're offering, my membership then was bringing in $2,000 a month and I loved working in that membership. My membership now brings in closer to $20,000 a month. So pretty much adding a zero. So that's the opportunity that we have when we become more intentional about our businesses and how we want to run them, is that we get that opportunity to, yeah, unlock that next level of happiness, fulfillment, money, time, space, all the things. Okay, I want to move on. Step three was to sort your product shit out. All right. Step number four is to market potently. I feel a real almost like landmine within the personal brand space is that you feel you can never do enough and you can never be enough places. We feel like we need to be, you know, on podcasts, hosting our own podcast. We need to be on Instagram. We need to be on LinkedIn. We need to be doing Insta Reels and then also doing our Insta Stories and Insta Lives. And also, you know, potentially showing up on TikTok as well. And then there's LinkedIn, you know, there's all the things. And it can be really, really fucking overwhelming. And I know I have had many experiences over the last few years of just feeling like I'm chasing my tail in terms of content. And what I have realized is that we need to get really, really clear on where are our target audience. So first of all, we need to get clear on our target audience, you know, obviously. And then once we're clear on that, it's to identify where are they? Like, where are they showing up? In order to then show up where they are. We also need to get clear, it's, and I know quality over quantity is talked about a lot, it's really quality over quantity when it comes to showing up on different channels. I know that, you know, I'm a team of one in terms of content production. No one else in my business creates content for me. And I am a team of one. I know that it would absolutely overwhelm me and just be way too, you know, a bridge far too far to also be doing TikTok and also be doing LinkedIn really well. For me, my heartland and what works really, really well for me is showing up on Instagram and showing up on emails. So I would love to invite you to choose one to two channels and do them really, really well, rather than feeling like you're spreading yourself too thin across multiple channels. Find the channels that your audience are on and understand it, learn about it. You know, Insta Reels, I resisted Insta Reels for so freaking long. I didn't understand the tech. I didn't know what the point of it all was. I didn't want to stand there like a dickhead dancing around. You know, there's lots of people who stand dancing around on Reels and they do an incredible job. I mean, Tracy from Moms with Hustle just looks so hot every time she's dancing. That's not me. Like, Tracy loves dancing. It's one of her greatest passions. She messaged me. She was asking me for Bali tips a while ago. And she's like, I love coffee and I love dancing. They're my two passions. Where do I go for those in Bali? I was like, I don't really know. So, you know, that's not for me. But I had blocks. I didn't understand how to do reels. I didn't understand the tech. So I reached out to my beautiful friend, Stacey, one of my business besties. And I said, Stace, I'm taking you for lunch. Can you just teach me how to do reels? And she sat there over lunch with me. We had these like shakshuka bowl things. And she taught me the tech. So once you understand the tech and you understand the capability of it, it just gives you that bit of kind of energy and motivation and confidence to kind of get in there and really start to kind of fiddle with the network. Because once you understand even 20, 30% of a platform, for me with Reels, it gives you that the trust. It gives you that trust to have that leap of faith and start to play with it more. And once you start playing, then you start to discover different features and different things that you could do with it. So find the channels, really simple, right? Find the channels that your target audience are on. Decide which ones you also want to be on and just understand it. Dive into that platform and really understand it. If you need to do some online programs, you need someone like Stacey to come and sit there and show you how to do it. That's what you need to do. And then what happens then is you become the expert. I was having a facial with my brilliant facialist, Karen, back in Sydney. And she was asking about reels. And I sat up at the end of the facial. And I'm kind of sitting there with like no top on, with like a towel around me, teaching her how to do, you know, music over reels. So understand it. Market potently. Give yourself permission to market potently. I really loved our expert last month in Bold Darling. Was Brooke Vilanovic, who's she's an Instagram coach, and I believe she's the best at what she does. And she was saying, you know, just make it easy for yourself. You know, there's this whole kind of thing of you need to show up 3 times a week and you need to do X, Y, Z. And she said, whatever is easy for you is what you will do. There is no point in setting unrealistic expectations on yourself and then you don't do it. Make it easy for yourself. This whole project that I'm working on at the moment, that, you know, whether it's part of this masterclass or the new program that I'm going to touch on shortly with you, is I've said, you know, what would this look like if it was easy? What would this look like if it was easy? And even, you know, what I'm wearing today, it's like a floaty, comfortable dress. What would this look like if it was easy? And I can tell you that using that question, as I have created this, it has just flowed so beautifully, like so incredibly beautifully. And it just, yeah, it feels really good. Allow yourself to market potently. Yeah. Don't spread yourself too thin. All right. My fifth step that I want to talk about, and this is so key. I'm getting more, I guess, into nuts and bolts business right now with this element, but it's really thinking about knowing your zone of genius. And what I mean by your zone of genius, it's what is it that you do, almost like this little sphere that you do in your business that only you can do. The stuff that you bring, you know, another way of talking about is what are your superpowers? What are the superpowers that you bring to this that only you can bring? So unless you are a bookkeeper or an accountant or a legal whiz when it comes to contracts, I guarantee you, you did not start your business because you love building email funnels or you love doing your reconciling your zero each month yourself. You know, there are all these different things that need to be done as part of a business, but don't sit within your zone of genius. So it's not to say that we don't need to do those, at least for a time, you know, while we initially establish our businesses. But ongoing, doing things that are clearly not within your zone of genius, it's just going to hamper your ability to actually get your business to that next level. It's really keeping you in the real in the business as opposed to the on the business work. For me, quick example, when I started my first business, I said, oh, I'm just going to do my reconciling myself on Xero. I loved Xero. I still love Xero. I kind of like playing with it and playing bookkeeper. And I did three things. First of all, I procrastinated like a mofo anytime I needed to do my bookkeeping. I just didn't get to it. And secondly, was that it took me ages to do, like forever to actually get it done. And the third thing is I fucked it up. I made so many mistakes with my bookkeeping. So when I finally brought in a proper bookkeeper, I needed to pay her extra, like double time for the first month to actually unpick everything that I had done wrong in that first few months of my business. If there's one thing I want you to take away from in terms of how can you be more in your zone of genius, it's handing over the things that aren't in your zone of genius, whether that is to a VA, a bookkeeper, a content producer, whatever it might be. I really want to invite you to allow yourself to let those things go. And I'm not saying you need to, you know, fully delegate, outsource every single thing in your business tomorrow. But what I am saying is there are things right now that you are spending a year, 2, 3 years on that you 3 years, 1, 2, 3 hours a week on that someone else could do, and they would do for a fraction of the hourly rate that you could be charging in your business if you were growing your business and you were scaling your revenue to how you would like it to scale. So please right now tell me, what is one thing that you are doing in your business right now that someone else could do, that you could actually hand it over to someone else? Yeah. Jump into chat. Tell me, Gemma's bookkeeper, please get a bookkeeper. Bookkeeping, social media, Nikki Lawrence, your website. Oh my God. If I had a dollar for every person who told me that they're building their own website, oh my God, shoot me in the head now. Like, that is stuff that you should not be doing unless you are a web developer. Please, please get someone else to do your own website. Tamika, managing your emails. Lee, some client management. Allison, but oh, my love, I didn't know you were on here. I was talking about your business. I'm sure you just heard me a few minutes ago. Hi. Christy, website design. Yeah. Social, says Shirley. All right. Please start to think about how can you hand those things over? Because you're kind of stuck on it in a chicken and egg situation, right? Unless you start to hand them over, you're not going to have more time to build a business that is more scalable. Yeah, it's a real chicken and egg dance. And you know who goes first? I suggest you start outsourcing now to give yourself back that time and that, not even just the time, but just the freaking headspace. Yeah. Think about this, right? If you do less of X, you can do more of Y. Tell me what that would be. What could you do less of in your business to do more of on your business? So Gemma, for example, you free up 90 minutes a week for your bookkeeping. What could you devote those 90 minutes to that will get you closer to that end state that we talked about in step one? That's a really, really freaking powerful question. If you do less of X in your business, you can do more of Y on your business. What are your X and Y? Tell me, if you do less of X, what could you do more of? Because that's the pull, yeah? That's the real pull. So tell me, if you do less of X, more of what would that look like? Tell me. Rebecca, more sales, that always helps. Yes, my love, love. So yeah, more sales, more hiring, more systemizing your business, more upskilling your team, more marketing, more content. There are so many things that you could do more of if you actually drop that down. Lee, less client facing, more on the business to scale and grow. Yeah. Sita, more client facing. Yeah. Love, 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 love. Louise, if I work less on the gym floor, I can spend more time getting more clients through marketing, callbacks, etc. Yes, you're nailing it, my love. Get it. Totally get it. That's brilliant. Tell me, everyone, what's been your biggest takeout so far today? I've really gone at a pace here. I just want to know what's been your biggest takeout from what I've shared so far. And whether it's something I've shared or it's something that's kind of a penny drop moment that you've had as I have been talking. I always used to love when I go to like in-person like training events as like I am being trained. I always used to keep a page at the back of my notebook where I keep, this is where I keep all my actions, because just by sitting there and learning and being open, and it would spark all these different ideas and actions that I wanted to create in my business, even if it wasn't actually related to the subject matter that I'm learning about. Elena, sort out your offers, her biggest take at Adele, less one-on-one clients, plus admin, more content, more selling. Sita, clarity, doing more of why not X yet, love. Catherine, getting clear on your end state. Yeah, you were talking about doing this, needing to do this an hour ago. Great minds, my dear. Phoebe, just focus on one or two marketing streams and not all of them. Yeah, Lee, the years and years camp realization. Nikki's, where do I want to be? Hi, Nikki, I didn't know you were here. Rebecca, upgrade my brand. Caitlin, market potently. Christy, outsourcing is gold. I do this for life admin, but business is not different. Lindell, training. Love that this is resonating for you all. Thank you so much. This is gold. So I'm hoping that you're seeing from what I'm sharing and I've shared so far that I get the pain points of a personal brand business, because A, I'm walking the path myself, and B, I get to see under the hood of so many businesses, you know, whether that's in my one-on-one mentoring or it's in my Bold Darling group. I really get it, I guess, is what I'm saying. And for the first time, as I've been kind of touching on gently, I've just wanted to tell you all about it straight away, but I'm like, no, I need to do the 5 steps and then I'll tell them about the program. I have created a standalone program specifically on personal brand. So everything that we've been talking about in this masterclass, everything that you've been commenting on, that is my intention, is to help you with those pain points with this new program. As I said, I haven't created a new standalone program for 4 years. And if you have followed me for a while, you will know that I have fuckloads of ideas. I am never, ever short on ideas. And there have been so many programs that I have wanted to create. I'm like, oh, I should do something in that, or I should do something on that. And this is the first time that I've really felt that certainty and that pull that this needs to be out in the world. Because I know that, like I did, you know, that flailing for 3 years that I did in the second business, that I know that so many of you are experiencing that as well. And I just want to say, this masterclass, and I say this with absolute respect, I could do this in my sleep. Like, this is really the tip of the iceberg in terms of where I can go with this personal brand space. So the fact that so much of this is already resonating with you is just making me feel, yeah, as I said, full body goosebumps, that what I've created is really, really going to help you grow and plan and also grow your personal brand business. So the name, it's called Amplify You. And what I've designed is a 10-week container to step you through those 6 core pillars that I talk about in terms of how to grow your personal brand business. Those pillars, we've already touched on pretty much, I think, all of them. Let me sense check. Strategy, yes, we've talked about. Mindset, we haven't talked about too much, but there's a whole wealth of information in there, obviously. We talked about brand, we've talked about product, we've talked about systems. No, we haven't talked about systems, but we have talked about support. So they're the 6 core pillars. So when I almost like extract out the very kind of core of what it is, what is required to grow and scale an effective personal brand business, it is those 6 pillars. So what I've created, it's a 10-week container. It's a series of 10 weekly masterclasses. So they're pre-recorded masterclass that will drop into your inbox every Thursday. However, I know that budgets vary, and I also know that how each of you learn can vary as well. So there's actually almost like 2 different ways you can play with Amplify You. You can sign up and just get the masterclasses every week for 10 weeks, or you can have masterclass plus mastermind, which is where you can actually join me each week as well for a 1-hour live support session. So that's where you can bring your work for me to review. You can sense check things with me. You can ask questions. You can share your blocks. And I am there as your mentor to help unblock you for the next week and obviously beyond as well. And it's not just me. So I have roped in 4 of the experts that I absolutely adore in business. So the experts that I turn to when I want to learn about these different areas. So for example, for our week when we focus on mindset, so we're going to talk about imposter syndrome, self-doubt, I'm going to have clinical hypnotherapist Rachel Crether joining me. I have worked a lot with Rachel in my own life and business over the years. And one of the biggest challenges that she sees female entrepreneurs having is fear of being seen, like a fear of showing up and being seen as, you know, in their full potential in business and marketing. And I can see that that's a huge block for quite a few of you. So Rachel's actually going to be, of course, we'll unpack what it means to be seen and how we can overcome that. But she'll actually guide us through a hypnosis to help you start to rewire your brain to be seen. I get this shit. Yeah. I have seen these pain points. I've experienced them. So everyone that I'm bringing into this program is expressly in there to help you get unblocked. Someone else I have in there when we focus on products. So we've got 2 weeks where we're focusing on products. And Jacqueline Carlson is an online digital products guru. I actually messaged her myself last night and I said, look, I'm just stuck on this one thing. And I was stuck on, it's called a fast action bonus, which I'll talk about in a sec. But I messaged her, I voice messaged her on Insta and said, look, Jack, I'm just struggling with this. Like, what do you think? I'm not getting clarity on it. And she messaged me back this morning. I was doing my makeup and I was listening to her Insta VMs. She's the person I turn to when I want to figure out something in my business when it comes to products. So Jacqueline, in the week that she is our expert, she will be talking about how to design an online product that is going to get you closer to that end state we talked about. And also, how do you launch it? Like, how do you market it? So we're really getting the brain's trust that I trust in my business with this. And the other thing I want to tell you as well is that with, I guess, the structure of it, I really want to make it as accessible as possible to everyone. And so there are 2 options. You can either pay upfront for the program or there's a payment plan. Elaine is heading off. That's fine. Thank you. To that, Sam, would you mind dropping a link to the Amplify You page in there so everyone can kind of just have a little goo as we're talking through it? And there's also a payment plan. The other thing that I'm so excited about creating it, because Jack was sending me all these voice messages this morning. I was like, oh my God, I've got that in there. The other thing that's in there is it's a bonus pack of all of the templates, all of the resources that I use in my business and I share with my one-on-one mentees. So there are checklists in there. For example, it's funny that we talked about the branding photos. I've got in there a checklist. You know, what do you need to get out? What are the things that you need to do to get the most out of your next photo shoot or your first photo shoot potentially? I've got a checklist in there for that. I've got a checklist in there to look at, okay, what are your brand and auditing your own brand? What does that look like? So everything is in there. It's done for you. You don't have to go and figure out, you know, a blank page. I've got a job description for a VA. I've got a job description for an operations manager. Sam, my operations manager, is another of the experts who'll be joining us. Her and I, in the masterclass that we focus on support, will be unpacking, you know, what does it mean to have good support in your business? She'll be sharing all of the behind the scenes about my business, hopefully not spilling too much of the the behind the scenes of working with me. So the bonuses are there. There's a bumper bonus pack. It's worth almost $1,000, that bonus pack. I'm so excited about it that I've created it. There's a complete no risk guarantee. So if you sign up for the program and you are 30 days in and you just say, okay, this, I don't feel like this is helping or adding value, you will get your money back. So that's how confident I am and how excited I am about Amplify You. Oh, Phoebe, congratulations. All your programs are always amazing. Thank you. As I said, it takes a lot for me to actually choose to do one, particularly given what I talked about, sorting your product shit out and knowing your audience. And I really do feel like this is the thing for me. And I think it's really going to help so many of you in terms of, you know, planning and also growing your personal brand businesses. Everyone, thank you so much for joining. Caitlin said she remembers this idea bubbling away a little while ago. Thank you, my love. Thank you so much. And everyone, I'm going to start to wrap up now. As always, it has been wonderful getting this time with you all. It's so lovely to see the familiar faces. And that's really my intention with, you know, how I'm opening doors to Amplify You, which, by the way, sorry, it closes on the 11th of May. We kick off on 11th of May. So that's kind of the drop dead date to get into the program. And it's a very different type of launch for me. It's really talking to those of you who've been in my audience for a long time. You know that you're building a I know that you're building a personal brand business. And, you know, with Bold Darling, an element of Bold Darling is the personal brand business, but it's not the kind of the full shebang of what, it's not the primary motivation of Bold Darling. So this is my offer to you that is specifically 100% geared at helping you start and grow your personal brand business. All right, my loves, I'm going to go make pancakes with the kids now. It's been so nice to see you all. Please do check out Amplify You. We'll send the recording around shortly. And yeah, sending all the love. So good to see you all. Bye. Have a lovely day. Okay, there you have it, my Brand You Masterclass. I hope you got lots and lots of nuggets out of there of that, and also have some really clear actions to go ahead and start to work on. If growing your personal brand business is a big goal for you this year and beyond, please do check out Amplify You. It is a brilliant container for 10 weeks to really help you grow and support you in growing your personal brand business. There is no fluff in there. And everything, as I shared in the masterclass, everything that's in there is really geared at helping you set up the business side of your personal brand business, which I think is often an area that we neglect. We focus very much on the craft and growing our profile as opposed to how we're really going to grow the business side of it as well. Remember, it is kicking off on Thursday, 11th of May, so sign up before then. And sending lots of love. Thank you again for joining this week's episode, and I will be back again with another episode next week. Please do remember to subscribe to the podcast so you don't ever have to miss an episode. I am always keen to hear your thoughts, questions, and requests for future topics on what I share here on the show. So please do reach out via my website, lorrainemurphy.com.au, or connect with me on Instagram at lorrainemurphymentor. I would also love if you could rate and review the podcast, as it helps even more brilliant listeners like you find the show. Thank you so much again for listening this week.